Good evening, everybody. The time of 7 o'clock having come and gone, I'm going to go ahead and call the county board meeting to order. And if the clerk would please call the roll.
Andre. Present. Bear.
Bear here.
Bear present. Wallach.
Wallach is here.
Wallach present. Castillo. Castillo present. Chabla. Chabla present. Collins. I have Doolin listed as absent. Is Doolin here?
Doolin's excused.
Downing. Downing present. Doyle. Doyle present. Eicher. Eicher present. Engelberger. Engelberger present. Erickson. Erickson present. Glazer.
Glazer here.
Glazer present. Gray.
Gray here.
Gray present. Hatcher. Hatcher present. Hilselman. Hilselman present. Hines.
Hines here.
Hines present. Jors, I have listed as excused.
Correct.
Kiefer.
Kiefer here.
Kiefer present. Kageya.
Kageya excused.
Kageya excused. McCarville.
McCarville here.
McCarville present. McGinnity.
McGinnity here.
McGinnity present. Palm.
Palm here.
Palm present. Caliban. Caliban present. Ratcliffe.
Ratcliffe here.
Ratcliffe present. Ritt.
Ritt here.
Ritt present. Ritt.
Ritt here.
Ritt present. Rose.
Rose here.
Shower. Listed as excused. Smith. Smith present. Veldrin.
Yeah.
Veldrin present. Wigleitner. Wigleitner present. Wiegand.
Here.
Wiegand present. Wright.
Right here.
Wiegand or Wright present. Zistra Sampagna.
Zistra Sampagna here.
Zistra Sampagna present. Yang.
Yang excused.
And Miles.
Miles here.
Miles present. You have a quorum.
Thank you. And with that, we're on to inspirational message tonight delivered by Supervisor Andre.
Thank you, Chair. All right, tonight I have an ode to the Dane County Board of Supervisors. Okay. To all the indeciders, you never know what they'll do. To those that make me chuckle, to those that make me blue. To my colleagues on the board full of passion and policy chops, making grand statements and a few occasional cheap shots. To the bold young students raising their voices, reminding us to be daring and make better choices. Data before breakfast and late night calls, sparring over values, a few nasty brawls. Over the jail, lake levels, the jail once again, email encryption, I hate you, why can't I get in? It's scary and weird, I'm often upset, the only two votes I truly regret. Sending broadband to the corners of every village and town, practicing when to stand up and when to sit down. Learning to listen more than I speak, remembering that silence can cut very deep. Animals, the zoo, assessing fines and fees, wells, F-35s, protecting the bees. Housing, abortion, we leave no stone unturned, even in the end when we get a little bit burned. From airport visits with the commander in chief to oodles of dollars in COVID relief. Employee group battles over fairness and staffing. Zoom glitches, some chaos, you can't help but laughing. Henry Martin Robert, my new best friend. Gosh, I never thought I'd know procedure and rules to no end. Fighting with Joe and healing old scars, budget decisions on public lands and sandbars. The best work happens when no one can see a kind word or patient email when your gut says, be mean. 37 wily cats are we, whether hybrid or in person or meeting under a tree. Dane County Board, our decisions will always be better tomorrow than today. I raise a glass to you all and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Thanks.
Yeah. If you would lead us, Chair Miles.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
right. With that, we're on to special matters and announcements. The first item here is 2023 Resolution 67, recognizing June 2023 as LGBTQI and Pride Month. Let's see, I need to get to my spot in the agenda here, Supervisor Erickson. So, all right, and we're gonna do the reading of this resolution a little differently. And I'm going to see, for those of you who are reading portions of the resolution, I'm gonna see if we don't get feedback. I'm gonna unmute you now. Let's see, and Rose is online, so. All right, so, and then what I had discussed with Supervisors Erickson and Rose is those of you who are reading portions, stand now and then take your turn when you get to that portion of it. Supervisor Erickson,
okay, proceed. Great. Good evening, everybody. I was going to explain part of that, but thanks for listing that out. We're doing this a little bit differently, obviously. I had to bring my pride flag here. I got these a few years ago, and I'm not a very colorful person, I guess, in general, so I really like looking out and seeing the pride flags out here. And it's a really, you know, great thing to see. So with that, like the chair said, I am going to read parts of this, and other folks online as well as in the room are going to read some other parts of it. So with that, Res 067, recognizing June 2023 as LGBTQI plus Pride Month. Whereas the month of June is nationally recognized as Pride Month, a time to celebrate the diversity, impact, and resilience of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex LGBTQI plus community, and
whereas Dane County's LGBTQIA plus community has had a long and proud history of fighting for equality and justice and has made significant contributions to society in all areas of life, including the arts and sciences, education and law, medicine and sports, community service and government, and
whereas LGBTQIA plus allies own and operate businesses and organizations throughout Dane County that are important to the vitality of our economy, history, health, and well-being, and
whereas the LGBTQI plus community continues to face discrimination, hatred, and violence, and everyone must work to create a more inclusive and just society for all, and
whereas everyone deserves to be treated with dignity and respect, regardless of their sexual orientation or gender identity, and
whereas Pride Month is a time to celebrate the progress that has been made and to recommit to the work that remains to be done.
Now, therefore, be it resolved, following in the steps of fellow LGBTQI plus identifying county board members who stood up and made a difference in the lives of queer residents of Dane County, including Dick Wagner, Tammy Baldwin, and Mark Pocan, the Dane County Board of Supervisors commit to ensuring all queer residents of Dane County have equal standing and access to housing, employment, education, healthcare, and other essential services and opportunities, protecting LGBTQI plus youth from bullying and harassment, combating all forms of discrimination and violence against queer people, and promoting queer visibility and acceptance in the community.
Now, therefore, be it resolved, finally resolved that the Dane County Board of Supervisors recognize June 2023 as Pride Month across Dane County and celebrate the diversity of the LGBTQIA plus community. With that, I would like to move the resolution. Chair Miles.
Moved by Erickson.
I'll second. Rose.
Seconded by Rose. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, say no.
No.
And the motion carries.
I would like to take this opportunity to introduce Dina Nina Martinez Rutherford, who is the very first transgender person that has been elected to our Common Council. She is one of my friends, one of my sheroes, and one of the best people that is out there. Please come on up.
Thank you so much for having me. Good evening. My name is Dina Nina Martinez Rutherford. I am the first trans woman elected to office in Madison and hold a seat as alder on the Common Council. I'm honored to be here tonight. And as we celebrate Pride, we do it for many different reasons. Freedom to be who we are, truly, celebrating the strides that we've made towards tolerance and acceptance, recognizing those in our community who've advocated and fought for us, and valuing the progress we've made in our own lives as LGBTQ plus people. I celebrate Pride for all of these reasons and more. When I transitioned in 2007, it was hard to fathom seeing gender expansive individuals positively depicted in the mainstream media. I didn't see a world where that would value me for just being who I am. And let me tell you, being at the table is weird and scary and amazing. Although we've seen unprecedented attacks, I take solace in the visibility and acceptance that we've already gained. We will be on the right side of history as a county, as a city of Madison, and we will stand up and celebrate our queer community. Let's be clear, the rhetoric that is spewed from the fringes is not new. We've been called these names before. There is no evidence that substantiates that. And now transgender and gender expansive people are taking the brunt of these hateful attacks, even with the restoration of traumatizing conversion therapy and moves across the country to outlaw gender-affirming care. Dane County stands up to say, not here. And for that, I am eternally grateful. Thank you once again, Dane County Board of Supervisors, for recognizing our contributions to the county and for valuing those of us who are unheard. And your courage to stand up for this is honorable. And I would like to wish you all a happy Pride.
Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to specifically thank everyone who spoke this evening, and particularly Supervisor Rick Rose for putting this together. I think it was his idea. If not, thank you to everybody who did participate in it. It was great. So thanks again.
Thank you. All right. Item two is listed here as a flower fund. There should be an envelope circulating to replenish our fund. We will circulate again at the next meeting as well. Anybody that's not coming into meetings in person, be aware you can contribute to the Flower Fund by leaving your contribution with Josh in the office, or if it's after hours or he's not available, there is a lockbox just outside the county board office. You can just drop it in the slot and then alert Josh Schroeder that it's there. All right, so on to announcements. Anyone with announcements? Supervisor Downing.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a hat trick of reasons to invite you out to my district in the next couple weeks. And let's start with the first one, which is this weekend, June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, is time for the annual spring art tour. And if you'd like to see, well, this event means that artists open their studios and homes and let you come in and see what's happening and what they do. And if you'd like to get a map of it, go to springarttour.com. And I hope to see some of you there. The next weekend, another reason to come out to Southwest Dane County is it's the Mount Horeb Summer Frolic. That runs June 8 to 11. All kinds of events. There'll be a carnival, there'll be food, there'll be live music, a run walk, bingo, a beer tent, fireworks, and a parade. The site to visit for that one is Mount Horeb Summer Frolic.com. Hope to see a few more of you at that one. And then one that's happening about 5 miles from my place, it's time for the annual Breakfast on the Farm. And that's going to be the Call Family Farm on County A in the town of Primrose. It'll be on June 10th. And you can have breakfast, you can explore the farm, there'll be live music, you can explore what's called the expo area, there'll be educational activities and samples of Wisconsin dairy products. So hey, come on down, we'd sure like to see you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Supervisor Valdon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Little different tone on this one, but tomorrow, June 2nd, from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Meadowood Park on the southwest side of Madison, there's going to be a rally and a festival, if you will, to end gun violence and safety in our communities. Wear Orange Day. This just sort of worked for me because I was wearing this all day today, and I'll wear it tomorrow. In the afternoon, the park's going to raise awareness called the End Gun Violence. There'll actually be music and food and speeches from community leaders, maybe even me, I don't know. Activities for kids, and we'll also have resource tables. This was sponsored or hosted by Public Health Dane County Madison, or Madison Dane County, Moms Demand Action, Focus Interruption, the City of Madison, and the county. So if you have some time to stop by, love to see you. Thanks.
Supervisor Rose.
Yeah, thank you, Chair Miles. Soon I'll rise to represent 30 fellow Dane County Board Supervisors who will be co-sponsoring a resolution I will soon be introducing. It will give protection and sanctuary here in Dane County to any trans person and their family. If you aren't yet one of the other 30 supervisors signing on, we welcome you to do so and show your support. Just let the clerk's office know. If you have any questions, please reach out to me or Supervisors Ritt, Weigleiter, Pelabon, or Ratcliffe, who also worked diligently on this with me, alongside our Corp Counsel and Chief of Staff. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Pelabon.
I am introducing 2003-OA-025. That is an ordinance change to address some of the issues that came up during the last hiring process. There has not been clarity about the expectations of the county board. So Chair Miles and I sat down with Corp Counsel and looked at a variety of different qualifications for the deputy positions and put together what we believe is a fair way to assess these hirings in the future. We would like to see this expanded to all director positions, but we wanted to start with this one. I will be reaching out to all of you over the next week and a half in case there are any questions and comments, but I hope that you sign on and vote for this ordinance amendment. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor McCarville.
Thank you, Chair Miles. This Saturday, June 3rd, is the annual Dragon Art Fair in DeForest at the Fireman's Park from 9 to 4. They will have amazing artists, food, music, and more, and a silent auction that will benefit the scholarship fund, and students will be awarded scholarships from the proceeds of the auction and merchandise sales. So if you're out in the neighborhood, drop on in. We'd love to see you. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, any further announcements? Okay, seeing no one else on the board, I have a few. Let's see, so a couple items for your calendars. June 10th will be the first of three gatherings for our training that we've arranged titled Why History Matters, The Creation and Problem of the White-Black Binary in the United States. That'll be provided by Professor Clark Pujara. So I worked with Supervisors Rose and Ritt, along with Wes Sparkman in the Office of Equity and Inclusion. And Wes's recommendation, we solicited the help of Professor Clark Pujara for this. So the first one will be a Saturday, 9 a.m. at Fen Oak, June 10th. The second lecture will be on June 20th at 7 p.m. at the Alliant Energy Center. The room is yet to be determined. And then July 12th will be the third and final one at Fen Oak, again, Wednesday, 7 p.m. And I would encourage everybody that can attend in person, please do so. I think it will be received better that way, but we will have a hybrid option available. So another item for your calendar, our August County Board meeting. We're going to hold that in person only, and it will be at Indian Lake Park. And I think we'll do a potluck. Yes, so that will be the August. Did I say July before? The August meeting will be there. There's only one meeting in August and July. So and then the third and final item I have for calendar right now, it would be on July 20th. I've scheduled a committee of the whole, and we'll likely go into closed session for that. It will be a follow-up on security updates, following up on some of the things we discussed and learned about at our last committee of the whole regarding security. So, and then finally, yes, 6 o'clock, July 20th. And then finally, birthdays, June birthdays. We have Supervisor Zissa Sampagna is on June 9th, Supervisor Smith, June 21st, and then our staff person, Lauren Cool, on the 29th. So happy birthday to all of you this month. All right, with that, we're on to approval of payments. We have bills over $10,000 referred to the county board. Is there a motion? Moved by Erickson, seconded by Glazer. Any discussion questions on bills over $10,000? All right, hearing none, all in favor of approval say aye.
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 Opposed say no. And the motion carries. We're now on to, so the bills are approved. So we're on to item E, approval of county board minutes. We have minutes before us from May 18th. Is there a motion? Moved by Erickson, seconded by Glazer. Any questions, comments, corrections on meeting minutes? Okay, hearing none, all in favor of approval say aye.
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 Opposed say no. And the motion carries. The minutes are approved. So we're on to the consent calendar. We have 7 items on the consent calendar. Are there any requests for separation? Supervisor Wiegand?
Just like to be recorded as voting no on F1. Thank you.
Wiegand will be no on F1. Supervisor Wiegleitner?
F7.
You'd like F7 separated?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so with that, on the balance of items 1 through 7, what's before us are the committee recommendations. All in favor say aye.
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 You opposed say no, and the motion carries. Let me just scroll on to item 7. Okay, so item 7 is 2023 resolution 63, resolution authorizing the issuance and sale of a $64 million note, anticipation note. twice, but okay. And what is before us is Personnel and Finance Committee recommendation of approval. Supervisor Wegleitner.
Thank you, Chair Miles. I would like to ask Controller Hicklin to explain what this is.
Thank you. So these are in the fall of 2022, the county board authorized, and we the and $64 million in note anticipation notes that expire June 30th of this year. The purpose of those notes was to preserve the previously authorized borrowing in the form of general obligation bonds. But at that point, the status of the jail consolidation project was still a little unknown. Cost estimates hadn't been received and processed, things like that. So we needed to preserve that because there's a five-year limit for the term of that authorization, and that was approaching. So those notes expire at the end of June, and they need to be refinanced so that then in September of 2023, we will issue the 20-year bonds to finally refinance that and put the full financing of that $64 million and have that completed in when we do our bond sale in September.
Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you. Chuck. So I just wanted everyone to know this is more another jail financing vote, and for that reason I'm going to be voting no on this resolution.
Okay. All right. With that, if there's no other further discussion on Res 63, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, say no.
No.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Hilsman.
Hilsman and Pelavon, did you vote no as well? Okay.
Okay, with that, the motion carries. Resolution 63 is adopted. We're now on, on to zoning. Reports on zoning petitions. We have six items before us, all of which Zoning and Land Regulation Committee has recommended for approval. Any requests for separation? Okay, hearing no requests for separation. As I said, what's before us is the committee recommendation. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed say no. And the motion carries. Those zoning petitions are approved. All right, on to item M, items requiring two-thirds majority for passage. We have three items. I'll separate the first one. Any other requests for separation for the other two? All right, so on items two and three, what is before us is committee recommendations for approval, and this requiring two-thirds majority for passage, I'd like to record them as having passed unanimously if there's no objection. Hearing no objection will be so recorded, and those resolutions are adopted. On item one, resolution 40, authorizing acceptance of stewardship grant funding from Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources for development of the Wachita Connector Trail. Supervisor Chavla.
Thanks, Chair Miles. I want to move sub 1, 2023, Res 040, and then I can explain it as well if you'd like.
Okay, is there a second? Seconded by Smith. All right, go ahead, Supervisor Chavla.
Yeah, thanks, Chair Miles. So this is just to clean up a little bit of accounting on this grant that comes in so the money doesn't get double counted. So just a little cleanup. And then also, I know most folks know what the Wachita Trail is, but for those who like to go around Lake Farm Park, there is the road, I think it's Moreland Road, or it's Lake Farm Road. They kind of connect over there.
sort of a busy road. You go by the dog park and everything, and it's a little tough to bike on, both physically and safety-wise. So this connector trail is going to give everyone a nice dedicated path to go around, and I think it will really increase usage of the trail, and it's also going to be very naturally beautiful as well. And for people like me who don't like the hills as much, not so bad as well. Thanks.
All right. Any further discussion on that item? And it is Lake Farm Road, no shoulders, poor sight lines over the hills. So, yeah. And Wichita Trail will give you a nice connection to Christie's Landing on the west side of the lakes. So, it's my district, so. okay. With that, there's no further discussion on the motion to amend Res 40 with sub 1. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed say no. Motion carries. And now Res 40 is amended by sub 1. So on the main motion then, again, the committee recommendation by Ener is for approval. And now it's amended by sub 1. And again, it requires two-thirds passage, so I'd like to record it as having passed unanimously if there's no objection. And hearing no objection, it will be so recorded. Res 40 as amended by sub 1 is adopted. All right, and that takes us now on to any other businesses allowed by law. Anybody with anything there? All right, hearing none, we're on to adjournment. Our next meeting, of course, is June 15, 7 o'clock. So with that, is there a motion to adjourn? Moved by Erickson, seconded by Kiefer, as he stood up. There's no objection, we are adjourned. Thank you. Good night, all.
Thank you.
Night, all.